Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Amma Yoshev B'Tzion, especially for Golan Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvor, Lishita Ben Ruti, Ezrachem Ben Esther Simran, Simcha Ben Yamin, Simcha Ben Dina Minyan, David Ben Ziv, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Tzal Ben Batia, Ben Yamin Ben Shoshana, Amram Ben Aida Chaya, Sarah Bas Clara, Carmel Mordechai, Ben Tal Sara, Briyas Hashleim Alekulam, and this is based on the Sefer Maskil Shlomo. It says in the Torah Kadosh, Achoz Zelechem Rosh Chodesh, and Rishon Olechem Lechotche Hashana, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gemara says in Meseches Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin, the Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to a certain place where there was a real fancy place, they had good wines there, and he got a little bit too much into the Gashmias. This place called Purgaisa. Purgaisa is a place with very good wine. And Rabbi Elazar ben Arach happened to come there to Purgaisa and also to Diomses. Diomses had very good water. It says in the Gemara that the wine of Purgaisa and the water of the Miyomsis were mekapech, deprived Israel of the lost 10 tribes. They got sent to the Gashmias. They were lost to the Jewish people. So Rabbi Zanarach goes there, and he was drawn after them. And he forgot his learning. He returned, he stood to read from the Torah scroll. He's supposed to read Achoz Zelachem. Instead, he read Achay Rosh Hayalibam. In other words, he interchanged the Dalet with the Resh. And the base for a Kaf. Instead of Lachem, Libam. Their hearts were deaf. And then the rabbis davened for him. And his learning was restored. The Gemara continues. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Rebbe Narai says you should be Gola Makom Torah, and don't say that it's going to come after you. That your friends are going to establish it in your hands, and don't rely on your understanding alone. It'll be Nascha Al Tishayin. Ad Kan Midivrei Agamara Ayin Shem. In Koheles Rab and Parsha Zayin, the Medrash adds Chamisha Tamidim Ha'ilal Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Calls man Sheyakayim Hayoshim Lefanav. Yochanan Ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. As long as he was around, the Talmidim would sit before him. Sheniftar Hochli Yavne. When he died, they went to Yavne. Valach Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach Eitzel Ishto LeDimyomsis. And Elazar Ben Arach went to his wife to Diomsis, this place of really good water. Makom Mayim Yafim Beneve Yafe. It was a place of good water. It was beautiful. So, you know, it's Palm Beach, Florida. It was gorgeous. Physically alluring, this place. Himtin Lahem Shiavo Etzlo V'lo Bo. So he's waiting for the Talmidim to come to him. And they're not coming. Kem Shlabo Bikesh Lelech Etzam V'lo Nichto Ishto. So they didn't come to him. So if the Muhammad won't go to the mountain, they say the mountain will go to Muhammad. So the Talmidim didn't come to him, so he wanted to go to them. And his wife didn't let him. Amra mitzar echlimi, who needs who? Why are you going to them? Let them come to you. They need me. He listened to his wife, he didn't go to his Talmidim, and he forgot his learning. And then sometime later, the Talmidim came to him, and they asked him questions in learning, and he couldn't answer. And these two chazals, he got too much into the Gashmias, forgot his learning, he didn't go to the Talmidim, he forgot his learning. So it appears, says Marina Varabenu, Agoin Tzal, that this happened, Dafka to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Fisherabo Heidolov, in Ovis, that he was Kemayan Amizgaber. In other words, he was Samech and his Koich Achidush, and he wasn't Makabel from his Rabbeim so much, like where Vadir Bartanur explains there in the Mishnah. Shelibo racha v'mosif pilpul svaras midaita. He had a broad heart, and he would add his own svaras. Says in the Mishnah Novice that Elazar ben Arach was able to overpower, was able to overcome all of the Chachmei Yisrael with his Koach Achidish. And after the Ptir of his Rebbe, his friends went to Yavne, and he went to Darkoi. Kesebra sheyavoa talmidim achara, sheyavoa talmidim achara. He thought the talmidim will follow him. It could be that they didn't, because they Pasha didn't understand. He was such a Mayan Misgadri, you know, it's like Rav Aaron Cutler used to give Shir in Lakewood. And truth be told, almost nobody understood the Shir. Now we're Zeicha, now we have the Sefer Mishnas Aaron. This is written by Rav Zuravin. Maybe some was written by other Talmidim. But Rav Zuravin did a, and whoever else wrote it, did a phenomenal job putting it down so we can understand it. But that's, you could, there you can read it at your own pace. And he wrote it clearly. But Rav Aaron spoke. Rav Aaron spoke, they say, a mile a minute. K'mayin ha-mizgaber. So it was hard for the Talmidim to understand. Go to speak to the Rogachever in learning. I think it was Rav Teitz. Said that he was in, he was a Bucky and Nazir. Nazir was his Masechta. Tights from Elizabeth, New Jersey. So he goes to speak to the Rogachever in learning. And this is his Masechta. So he speaks to him in Masechta's Nazir. And he said he was able to hold cup for a few minutes and then he lost. And of course the Rogachever was like that in Gan Shas, Bavli Rishalmi Rambam. He was holding like that. So, Mikodo Charifusa, you can imagine, Elizabeth Arach, Atana Kadosh. Maybe the Talmidim didn't follow him because they didn't follow him because they couldn't follow him, right? In other words, they didn't follow him in Gashmi is because they couldn't follow him intellectually. Le'ochel read this to Seif Daitai. So what happened was, Imshech Basrayu, he was Yoshek B'Shalva, he was enjoying his vacation, he was enjoying the five-star hotel. That's what they like to advertise in all the, in the Jewish publications. They like to tell you they have a hotel, and you mamish have the Gashmi is super over the top. They don't say in the ad it's gonna cost you $60,000 for a week, but they do say in the ad that it's beautiful. It's an 18-hole golf course. 17 holes, it wouldn't be chai. And you have tennis courts, swimming pools, and you have 24 hours food. And you have entertainment. And you have things for the kids, things for the wife, things for everybody. And also Daf Yomi Shiurim. And a scholar in residence. 3 minyanim daily. So they want to have the best of both worlds. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach L'chayim also wanted the best of both worlds. We can talk about a Tana Kaddosh. Like that. Just learning the Gemara, Rabbi Sainat Chas V'Shalom. Putting myself anywhere near his godless, obviously. So he wanted to be, he was Isaac B'Tanugim, Emshech Basrayu. He followed the Tanugim. And he wasn't afraid he would learn his, forget his learning. He was Samachan his Koch HaChidosh. He's going to be like Osniel ben Kenaz. He's going to bring the Torah back with his Koch HaChidosh. Aber Z'arbidnish, Z'lo Avad. Shachach es Talmudai. Itaka forgot his learning. Al kein le besof, kishabo talmid metzla v'loyada l'hashiv al shei losan. Bo le mikra ha pasik shal achoydish ezel achem. So what happens? The talmidim come and he can't answer their questions like we have in the Medrash and Kailat Rabba that we read. So Talmidim come and he wants to restore his learning. Can't answer their questions. He wants to bring it back. So he reads the Pasuk, Achoydish Ezeh Lachem. And that means you're going to have his Chachas. You're going to have the Koach HaChidosh. כמתת אלוקים לא ילם ועד. ולקח מונים ישראל ללבונה, וגם שהיה מור הקוטן מכל מוקם יש אצל הכוי חידוש ואינם מזדקנס. So the Jewish people are we have a lunar based calendar. Even though it's only the smaller luminary, but there's a koich hachidish, that's the moon. Never gets old. Emes, shehi mitma'etet mipam lepam, gets smaller, it waxes and it wanes, but it comes back. And that's why we say in the Berachos Halavona, Ateres teferes lamus evoten shehem asidim l'schadish kamoisa. So it's true that the Levana gets smaller, but then it gets bigger, and that's what we mean in the Birchas HaLevana. Ateres Teferes, the crown of glory, Lamusei Baten, for those who are of a heavy stomach, we've had a lot of Etzaras Am Yisrael, but Shehem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa, we are going to be Mischadish like the moon. The moon is Mischadish and we're Mischadish. What we hope for every Rosh Chodesh, that the moon's going to start getting bigger and bigger, and not get smaller. That, like the pasuk says, the light of the moon's going to be like the light of the sun. It's just going to keep getting greater, right? Because we have the Chet HaLevana, the Gemara in Chulin Adaf Samach, which deserves about 20 shiurim on its own. Pirkei Rabbi Yezer, it says. Pasuk in Kol Chodesh Kach V'Tachas HaShemesh. Ela Tzadikim Mischadshim V'Chol Ma'aseim. Lo Roshan Ein Lam Dover Chodesh. So we're going to be Mischadish. Tzadikim are Mischadish, it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, not the Rishayim. And we're like the moon. So he wanted to be Mischadshis, this Rabbi Eliezer Ben Arach. So even though we have this Koyach HaChidush Klal Yisrael, and even though Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was kegoiva arozim goivoi, he was high like a cedar tree in Lebanon, Rabbi Isa. He was, Tana HaKadosh, Mayin HaMisgaber, Zmachriya Kol Chachmei Yisrael. And yet, he thought that he's going to be able to bring back the Torah with his pilpul. He doesn't have to worry about Shichas HaTorah. And he ended up saying, Acherish Hayaliba. It's a little tiny mistake. Instead of a resh, a dalit, chodesh, he said resh, Acherish. Hazeh, instead of a zayin, said a yud. A zayin has a yud at the top. And lachem libam, the bays, instead of the bays, a chaf. Little mistake. Lachem alibam isn't far away, right? In the way you write them. And then the pasuk came out fakert. Instead of having ischachos, he had chershos. Chershos means you have no koach achidish. You can't hear anything. Your heart is deaf. And it could be made a mistake on these three letters. It's a remez for three different things he made a mistake about. It says, Havei goy l'makom Torah, like the Gemara in Shabbos brings. You can't be kona Torah, adafka mitoch yisurim v'lo mitoch shalva v'tanugim. Kachi darcha shel Torah, pas b'melech toicha v'chai tzad tichya. And don't say it's going to come after you. Talmidim aren't going to follow you. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse the calf. Don't wait for the Talmidim to come to you. You go to them. Now, like his wife told him. It says, Harbe lamadati me rabbeisai tayne zayin, mi talmida yesem mikulam. So if the Talmidim don't come to you, go to them. And the third mistake was, don't say you have koach achidish, because it's not going to happen. If you can get too involved in the gashmis, you can lose it all. And therefore, from this little coats, from the little chipchik on top of the dalet, the chodesh becomes cheresh. And hazeh haya, and the lachem libam. Small, very significant mistake. Medrash Koheles darshins on the pasuk ki ha'oishel yehoilel chacham v'yabed es lev matana. What does that mean? Not that a chacham stops, doesn't learn, it doesn't teach his talmidim, is like oishek. It's extortion. It's like holding something back from them that belongs to them. V'yabed es lev matana. And the onesh is that he himself is going to become foolish. Because oishek, extortion, makes the wise man foolish. Yehoilel chacham. And memela, he himself is going to become foolish. He's going to become a cheresh ha'elibam, v'yabed eslev matana. This wise heart, Rashi says, that he has, which is a gift, he's going to lose it. He says, if you maneh halacha mipi talmid kilu gozlo menachal esavosav, you hold back a halacha from a talmid, it's like you're stealing from the inheritance of his father. You have to give and give, otherwise you lose it. So these were subtle errors that he made. He thought, okay, I'll enjoy the learning, I'll also enjoy the gashmias. He thought the talmidim will come after him. He thought that he can rely on his seichel. Subtle mistakes, but they made a big difference. Turned to cheresh ha'yaliba. It's a kotzer shel yud. Just a little bit of an os was changed, and that's it. Design a little bit more, but certainly with the reish of chodesh, from chodesh to cheresh, and the lachem to liban, kotzer shel yud, little chipchik. And that heart of wisdom that was lost from Elazar ben Arach was given to the Jewish people when they were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We find in Shmos Rabba, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Moshel HaMelech Shailo Otzis Malayim Zov HaChesef, Avonim Tovus HaMargolius, Vahilo Ben Echad, Kol Zman, Shaben Kotten, Hay Aviv Mishamir HaSakol, Higdil HaBen V'Omer Al Pirko Omer Lo Aviv, Kol Zman Shisa Kotten Anisi Mishamir HaSakol, Achzu Shamad Al Pirko Chare HaKol Masulach, Chay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamir HaSakol, Shemar Vayil Oisis Ulamoadin. Kevin Shamdu Yisrael Masul Hamakol. Shemar Achoydish Zelechem. Mashal to a king who had treasures filled with gold and silver, diamonds, rubies. He had one son. When the son was small, the father guarded it all. The son got older. The father said to him, when you were young, I guarded it for you. Now that you're older, I'm giving it to you. So too, God was guarding everything, and when the Jewish people became of age, so he gave it to us, now the osos and the moadim, now the signs in the heaven, the moon, the sun, it's up to us, the time is up to us. What this apparently means is that Bereshis Nami Maimer, it says in the Gemara that Bereshis is one of the 10 Maimers, from Bereshis Nami Maimer and on, the whole Bria is in the realm of time. It's getting older and older. There's no koach achidish. The koach achidish is hidden in the memshel sezman. V'ganos bo yitzreisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo hayu bay olam kedai lo seis lo se leiv. Matana. Me'acha shekiblo alay memshel es ha-teva. They weren't worthy of getting this wisdom. They're in the world of teva, where things get old, gashmias. And they don't want to run after the neshama and elevate the gashmias to nitzchias. And then they became of age. We left Mitzrayim. And we left the Memshelas HaTeva. Now we're in the world of supernatural. And we left Bezrizus. Bezrizus means that there's a minimum of time, which puts you in the world of Nitzchias, like Rosh HaYeshiva talks about in the first Maamar in Pesach. And therefore he opens up his Otzer HaTov. God opens up his storehouse. He gives them the Koach HaSchadshus. Like it says, Tischadish Kenesha Nuraichi. But the Jewish people aren't tachat zman. We now have this koach achidush. We now have this nitzchias. Ain kol chadash tachat zeshemesh. Me'al shemesh there is chadash. In the world of nitzchias, it's constant. It's chash. It's not going to be the same. Rav Chalav talks about it in the Meimarim. It's not pshat that you're just up there and you're just enjoying yourself second by second. It's great. No, it's a constant. It's chash of new. Nu asagas, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Pile Plus. Chayin Kosef Amaral beGvuras Hashem beParak Nizayin. SheEser Makos sheHevi Kadosh Baruch Hu Amitzrayim. Hayu Kineged Asar Ma'amoras sheBehem Nivra Ha'Olam. Fisham Mitzrayim v'Imayim Kol Umos Kiblu Aleim Choy Kateva. Al Kain Hika Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisen Chukim Leinem the Ten Makos. God brought on Mitzrayim were connected to 10 Ma'amaris, which the world was created. This Fasemis talks about this a lot. Quotes his grandfather. 10 Ma'amaris, 10 Makas, 10 Dibris. 10 Ma'amaris seal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 10 Makas reveal. And then what's revealed is the 10 Dibris, that the Pnimius is the Ruchnius. Because Mitzrayim is in the world of Teva. And now Hashem shows us that we're above Teva. He shows us that it's all a veil. What's that ruchush gadol? The koach achidush. They don't have that koach achidush. Now we have it, and we can be makadish chadashim v'moados. Now we're in charge of time. Time is in charge of us. We're not tachas memshelas hazman. We're shalat al hazman. We've elevated ourselves above to the world of nitzchias of ischatshis. And the Pemal Yishal Mala judges based on the Kviyas based in. And this mitzvah of Chodesh is a simi for the Jewish people that we have the capacity to be mechadish ourselves in the whole world at every moment. And to remove the cherpa of Mitzrayim, which put them under the realm of time. Tachas Mishal Samazal V'azman. And now we're mekabel the koach achidush. Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi says in Koheles, Ma shehayu sheyiyah, ma shenasu sheyaseh, ben kol chodesh tachas haShemesh. That's in the world of the sun. But if you're learning Torah, you always find new things. Somebody who's zochet to learn Torah properly always sees new chedushim. It's incredible how you can just learn each year the same parashias. You can read the same siddur. And if you think about it, you always see chiddush. V'yoyser reishis is galus l'avram avinu, like Chazal say, v'eschel l'koy gadol. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine anochi yaseh oscha birya chadosh, I'm going to make you a new birya. K'mo sh'nemar, v'yaseh l'kim es harakia. Like it says that God made the heavens. So when he said, when he said, I'm going to make a goy gadol, I'm going to make you a goy gadol, it means I'm going to make you a new birya. That's what Avraham Avinu was promised. This is a medrash brought by Rabbeinu Bechai. Avraham Avinu was afraid, sheish bi avon. She said, I was ovid avodos kochavim kol hashanim alalu. And Hashem said, no, you have soda chiddush. I'm going to be your koach of ischatshus. And now you can stand before Hashem as a birya chadasha. Avar ayin, v'asida dayin, v'hoivik keheref ayin, daga min ayin. Mordechai ben David made that very popular about 30 years ago. People don't sing that so much, but the past was. Forget about it. It's over. Don't live in the past. The future's not here yet. We don't know what it's going to be. And the present is here and it's gone in a moment. So what are you worrying about? So don't worry about the past. It's over. And now you can be mechadish yourself. Sari Menu also, she regained her youth. That's the Avos Olam. Hashem loves the Jewish people we have the Chesed of Neurim, the youth. The Jewish people are young, and I love him. Mitzrayim korasi lebni, and I, from Mitzrayim I call to my son. So we have this koch of youth, of ischachus, of neurim. So the Jewish people are anchored in between the two pillars, the two poles. One is Achodesh Zelachem, Schachis, and one is Chukas Olam. Chukas Olam means the Torah never changes. No adding, no subtracting. Dvar Elokeinu Yokum Lo'olam, Isaiah 40. In contrast, Achodesh Zelachem is constant Chiddush Adarab. The highest Madreig in Esek HaTorah is to be Mechadish Chiddush HaTorah. Say new chedushim, that's the avodah of learning. Yimachadesh, bring new Torah into the world, like Nefesh HaChaim talks about how much Hashem loves chedushim of Kal Yisrael. Al chevel amatuach ben shnei amudim ovrim Yisrael betach kol yimos olam. There's no stira, they're both true. So you're not allowed to be mechadish in Torah and say things that the Torah doesn't say. Torah never changes. From that unchanging Torah, we have constant chiddush. So I once heard from Fadari Zitzal that the word in Hebrew for source is a makor, and the word in Hebrew for original is mikori. So how can it be that Makor and Mikori. Makor is source, and Mikori is original. Original is the opposite of a source. So the answer is that that's the greatest originality, that you look into the source and you find something new. Those who truly have trust in Hashem, it says, Ki kasher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim, ve-eretz ha-chadasha asher ani oseh omdim lefanai nur Hashem, ken yamod zarachem b'shimchem. Just like the new heavens and earth I'm going to make, that I'm making, stand before me, says Hashem, so too your seed in your name. So we should be zocheh mirtz Hashem to see this koach of chiddush in the world, in Torah, live above time, and be zocheh mirtz Hashem, constant ischachus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.